There's another reason why these guys come up with this stuff that's not based on evidence, that's not based upon experimentation, but it's just based on their belief system. Go to 2 Peter chapter number 3, and we'll see why these preachers of the sci-fi religion, why is it that they don't believe in the God of the Bible? Why is it that they embrace this religion of science that's a, you know, so-called science? You know, people say, well, atheism's a religion, right? You've probably heard that. And I agree with that statement. I think that that's pretty clear by the definitions of religion. And often when they list the top religions in the world, they usually include atheism as being one of the top five religions in the world. But it's almost more accurate, I think, instead of saying atheism's a religion, is science is a religion. Because science is really these people's religion, not so much atheism. Because even these so-called big-name atheists, they'll even sometimes throw out there the possibility that there could be a God, as long as it's not the God of the Bible. Just make that real clear, okay? But that there could be a God out there. But here's the thing, though. Science is their religion. That's really what it comes down to. And again, when I say science, I'm using it very loosely, the way that they use it, the so-called science. That's why I don't say, hey, science is their religion. I say science fiction is their religion. It's a sci-fi religion this morning. But here's another scriptural reason why people reject the God of the Bible and go into this science religion. Look, if you would, at verse number 3 of chapter 3. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, and here's where it all comes from, walking after their own lusts. That's where it all starts. He says, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they are... Now, look, when it says creation there, I've heard somebody say, well, these are Christians because they believe in creation. No. Christians are not the only ones who believe in creation. The atheists believe in creation. It's just a different creation. Their creation story is the Big Bang. We'll get to that a little later. But it says here, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of. It's not that they went into the lab, did some experiments, and said, well, you know, the conclusion I've drawn is that there's no God. No, no, they're willingly ignorant. What is it that makes them have a will to be ignorant about the creation? They have a will to be ignorant about the flood. It says they are willingly ignorant of that by the word of God, the heavens were of old. That God spake the world into existence. That God said, let there be light, and there was light. That in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. It says, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. So the two things that they're ignorant of there are the creation and the flood, which account for the physical phenomenon that we see in this world, the creation and the flood. They're ignorant of those things. They make up their own version. But why are they willingly ignorant? The Bible says it is because they are walking after their own lusts. Now, more evidence of this is found in Psalm 14. You don't have to turn there. But in Psalm 14:1, the Bible reads, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. And often we stop quoting there. We don't quote the whole verse. You've heard that statement your whole life. Let's read the whole verse. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. That's the whole verse. So what's the verse actually saying here? He said that there's no God because he's corrupt and because he has done abominable works. So he doesn't want to believe that there's a God. The same thing is found in Psalm 53, verse 1. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. That's the reason, according to 2 Peter 3, according to Psalm 14, according to Psalm 53.